Okay.
Start your day in the Torah Way, Northwest London, Tuesday, 22nd of Tammuz, 11th of July, Rabbi Dudi Lukna Shlita, Birkas HaTorah. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored L'chvod Simchas of Bar Mitzvah of Ari Ostreicher, whose Bar Mitzvah was last Shabbos. Yirotza and Shizka, who are always kind of Rav Achas, Mimenu Mikol Yosei Chalot Sehem.
Today's topic I'd like to speak about is Birkas HaTorah. Now, Birkas HaTorah is always an exciting topic to speak about, but it's actually very nogea to these times, Bein HaMetzorim. And that's because of the Gemara Nedarim. I'll just go over the Gemara Nedarim very briefly. The Gemara Nedarim says, the Pasuk says, Mi Yo'ish HaChochem V'Yovan Ezois. There was a question. People were wondering, why was there a Chorban Beis HaMikdash? Why was the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? And the Shaila was asked the Chachamim and the Nevi'im, and no one came up with a reasonable explanation why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. Hashem said, because people forsook my Torah, therefore there was a Chorban. Asks the Gemara, Hainu Leishom Bakaili, Hainu Lo Holchaba. There's a double lash in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Leishom Bakaili, Lo Holchaba. Omer Avi Domarav, Shein Mvarichin about Torah Techila. The taina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Yidden was because they weren't Mvarich about Torah Techila, because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah, therefore that allowed the Chubim Beis HaMikdash to happen. So the Gemara is telling us that the catalyst, the reason why there's a Bein HaMasorim, the reason why there's a Chubim Beis HaMikdash, was because people weren't careful to say Birchas HaTorah. A very interesting Gemara, and there's Kama V'Kama Mahalchim. I had to understand such a Gemara. I'd just like to quote over the Mahalach of the Taz, the Taz at the beginning of Siman Mem Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch. Basically, you can ask two questions on such a Gemara. First of all, Shla Birchas HaTorah Tzchila. Yes, we're not saying it's the right thing to not make Birchas HaTorah, but you know, there's plenty of various out there. But not to make Birchas HaTorah, that was the reason for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. How do we understand such a not making Birchas HaTorah seems like a small thing for such a big einish? And secondly, l'chayra, this Gemara is negative famous Chazal. Chazal tell us that the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was because of Gilai Rayas, Avodah Zarah, Shvi Chastomim. The three biggies, the three big averus, that was the reason for the Beis HaMikdash. And now Chazal telling us the reason why there was a Chorban Bayis was because there was no Birchas HaTorah. How do we put the two together? So the Taz wants to Yashiv and say, based on the Gemara says that even when there are averus and people do chatoim, but as long as people are learning, as long as there's Torah in the world, so then a Torah protects a person from Einish, protects a person from the consequences of Chet. So says the Taz, start with the second Kasha. La'olam, the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was because of Avodah Zarah, Gilai Rayas, and Shvichas Domim. That's why there was a Chorban HaBayis. But Kolzman, there was learning, so that protected them, and they weren't going to be picked up for those Avodos. Now they left learning. So now they left learning, now the Einish comes full whack. The Einish for these areas come back. So because there's no learning, therefore they get picked up on these three areas. What's the idea of Mvarach Patera Tchila? Oh, so what's the idea of the bracha? So the Taz goes on to be asking me, what's the bracha we make on the morning, Birchas HaTorah? The bracha is, Lasik B'Dibri Torah. Says the Taz, it's not enough. That which the Gemara says when a person learns, he's protected from Einish, it's not enough just to learn. He has to be Isaac, which means he has to be Yogea, he has to be Omel, he has to Schwitz over his learning. It's not just enough to sit back and you know, just let everything come to you. He has to work hard, he has to break sweat. So the Gemara is saying they didn't take in the message Lasik B'Dibri Torah, because they weren't Isaac in Torah. Therefore, that allowed all the instruments to come about. And that's as we know. What does it say in the Torah? The Pesach says, "Im b'chukasei teilechu." Says Rashi, "Shetu aminim b'Torah." If you're on b'Torah, then all the brachas come about. And if you're not on b'Torah, the imloy, the negative. If you're not on b'Torah, then all the tachacha can come about. So the whole reason why Einish comes about is because not just there's not Torah, because there's no Oisik b'Torah, there's no Amelis b'Torah. Therefore, we can understand the Gemara. They didn't take in the message of Oisik b'Torah to be on b'Torah, and therefore that allowed them to be picked up on the that's why they were punished on the Avirus that they did. So that's just b'Torah Kedama. And now, having said that, I'd like to be a shtickle Oisik in this inyan of Brichas HaTorah. Just speak out a couple of nidonim that come up in the sugya of Brichas HaTorah. So, I'd like to start with a Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara in Brochus, Daf Yudalev, says that if a person didn't make Brichas HaTorah in the morning, but instead he just read Brichas Kriya Shema, he said Brichas Kriya Shema, he said the Shema, then now he's potter from saying Kriya Shema. Why? Because in place of his Brichas HaTorah, his Abba Rabba, when he said V'sein Mirabeinu, Lov Nalaskil, V'chule V'chule, that takes the place of Brichas HaTorah. Without Brichas HaTorah, but Abba Rabba, he's still going to his Brichas HaTorah with Abba Rabba. So Tosfos there, in Brochus Daf Yudalev, brings Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says you can only use your Abba Rabba as a Brichas HaTorah if you learnt straight away after davening. So yes, your Abba Rabba can count for learning, but you have to learn straight away after davening. Otherwise, it doesn't count as Brichas HaTorah. Says Tosfos, if that's the case, then is it true to say that our Brichas HaTorah, our regular Brichas HaTorah, is that true to say as well that also you have to learn straight away after you say the brachos, just like Abba Rabba, the Yerushalmi says it only counts as Brichas HaTorah if you learn afterwards. So too, our regular Brichas HaTorah also we have to learn. And says Tosfos, it doesn't seem to shtim with what people do. People make Brichas HaTorah, they go and daven, and then they go and work, and they do lots of things, and they may only come back to learning much later on in the evening. Yet still it seems to qualify for Brichas HaTorah. Surely you have to learn straight away after your Brichas HaTorah. So it says Tosfos wants to say only by Abba Rabba. Abba Rabba is not the ikka takon of Brichas HaTorah. It's not the ikka, and therefore you have to learn after davening to show that you're using your Abba Rabba as a Brichas HaTorah. Because otherwise, Abba Rabba is really a bracha set for Kriya Shema. But when it comes to Abba Brichas HaTorah, so Brichas HaTorah is a bracha on the Torah. And that Brichas HaTorah, you can make the bracha, and even if one doesn't learn afterwards, it counts for the whole day learning, the whole day, the whole night. And even if you learn as much later, no problem, it still counts as a Brichas HaTorah. So, okay, that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos carries on and says, but Hagufa Kasha, right? We know that we have various mitzvahs we have throughout the year, right? Tosfos asks from Sukkah. We have, for example, a bracha, a mitzvah of Sukkah. And the halacha is, you make a bracha leishe b'sukkah, straight away you have to sit in the sukkah. So why should it be that Brichas HaTorah is different? All other mitzvahs, brichas and mitzvahs, you make the bracha and then you have to do the mitzvah. Why is it Brichas HaTorah, you can make the bracha, not learn, come back to learning much later, and that's going to be okay? Right? Why is this mitzvah different from every other mitzvah the kima mitzvah has to be straight away, Brichas HaTorah doesn't? So says Tosfos, there's a chiluk. And the chiluk is that when it comes to other mitzvahs, so a person can be involved doing the mitzvah. When a person, right, let's say for example, tzitzis, a person can wear tzitzis. If a person is then misiach das, he takes his tzitzis off for a certain amount of time, right, or he eats in the sukkah and then he goes away from the sukkah for a certain amount of time, there's such a thing called hesach das, which means that there's a gap in the mitzvah. Since there's now a gap in the mitzvah, So when he comes back to revisit the mitzvah later on, it's now a new mitzvah. There's now a new reason to make a bracha. Therefore, every time you get to come to the mitzvah again, you have to make a new bracha. Whereas by Brichas HaTorah says Tosfos, Brichas HaTorah, even though maybe there's a heter, people have to go and do things and rotas and parnosa, etc., etc. But by etzem, a person is mechuyav to learn Torah, like it says in Yeshua, v'gisba yom v'alayla. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah every moment, called raga v'raga. And therefore, says Tosfos, a person is never mishiach das from a Torah, because a person might have to take care of a few things, but his default position, his subconscious is always, the moment I have a 3 minute, I'm going to go back to learning. Therefore, there's no such thing as a hesach das when it comes to Torah. Torah is always on a person's mind, and therefore, a person makes the bracha, and there's no such thing as a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is always on a person's mind. And therefore, even if a person comes and revisits learning much later, but we still say that the bracha was next to the mitzvah, because since a learning has to be in a person's mind, and his subconscious is, if he gets 5 minutes, right, he's early for school, whatever it is, he's automatically going to switch back to his learning mode. Therefore, that's called the bracha is going on the mitzvah. And therefore, by Torah, the mitzvah doesn't need to be next to the by Torah, the mitzvah doesn't need to be next to the bracha. And this is we find first. This is the Shulchan Aruch brings this down. Simam Mem Zayin Sif Yud. The Shulchan Aruch says, "I'm hifzik melilmoid." If a person stopped learning, when it's asik ba'asokov, and he got involved in other things, kevin shadai to lach zilmoid. His das is always to go back to learning. That's his default. Lo yav hefzik. It's not a hefzik. And if he does various things, it's not a hefzik, and his brachas Torah will cover him for everything he does in the day. That's what Tosfos says. So when it comes to other mitzvahs, there's such a thing called hesach hadas. Hesach hadas means that when he comes back to the mitzvah, it's a new mitzvah, and there was a gap in the mitzvah, he has to make a new bracha. By Torah, there's no such thing as hesach hadas. That's what Tosfos says.
Is there no learning in the rest of the government? Is there no learning aspect in the rest of the government?
Yeah, right. So, right. So,
after Shema, after Hadarav.
Right, so L'chore, you're right. There is learning during davening and even before, right? Karbonis, etc. That counts as learning. But strictly speaking, according to Tosfos, even if one didn't learn straight away, it wouldn't be a problem to make the Berachas HaTorah. That's what Tosfos says. Now, there's a big problem L'chore with this Tosfos in Daf Yud Aleph. Let's just go over again. Tosfos is comparing Torah to other mitzvahs, and Tosfos is saying, when it comes to other mitzvahs, there's such a thing called hesach hadas, and there's a gap. Since there's a gap, therefore you're chayav a new bracha when you come to revisit it later on. When it comes to Torah, there's no such thing as a gap. So now let's just take a mitzvah, for example, like tzitzis. A person makes a bracha on tzitzis and he wears tzitzis. So he wears his tzitzis. Then if he takes them off, and he, for a considerable amount of time, he's mishiach das from his tzitzis, when he comes to re-put them back on, we'll say that gap was a hesach hadas. Now you want to wear tzitzis again, make a new brocha. Let's compare that to Torah. Torah, a person makes the brocha, let's say he learns a bit, then he has a big gap, he gets involved in all sorts of things, comes back to Nang in the evening. That's not called a gap, because there's no such thing as a gap, there's no such thing as hesach hadas. We say the whole time, his mind, his default is always on learning. But that's only when a person learnt, then there was a gap. By other mitzvahs, the gap makes hesach hadas. By Torah, a gap doesn't make hesach hadas. The default's always learning. But Tosfos seems to say more than that. Not only if you're mafsik and you're learning, and you revisit your learning later, you're not chayav a new bracha, but even if you made the bracha, and you didn't learn at all, still you didn't make a brachas Torah. Now that lechoy is a pele. Again, let me just compare to tzitzis. A person comes and wears tzitzis. A person takes off the tzitzis for a minute, he's not mishiach das, puts the mak on, doesn't make a new bracha, because that's not called a hesach hadas. With Torah, we say, even if the gap was very large, there's no hesach hadas. But that's, again, once you're mekayim the mitzvah, then there was a gap. By Torah, there's no such thing as a gap. But, again, just to go back to the example of tzitzis, let's say a person made a bracha on tzitzis. He wasn't mishiach das, but he was mafsik. He spoke to his friend. He asked him how he was. No hesach hadas. Nevertheless, if a person was mafsik between the bracha and the beginning of the mitzvah, there's nothing for the bracha to be chalon. That's not din in hesach hadas. There's a rule, birchas mitzvah. This person has to make a bracha and then makayim the mitzvah. That's nothing to do with hesach hadas. If you're mafsik, so then there's nothing for your bracha to be chalon. Bracha, straight away, you're going to do the mitzvah. Even if you're not mishiach das, but by any other mitzvah, you're mafsik just by saying a few words, that already ruins your bracha. So by Torah as well, bishlam, if you say you made birchas Torah, then you learn a bit, then you had a big gap. Okay, once the bracha was chal, you had a big gap. Okay, so then there's no such thing as a gap by Torah. But between the bracha and the beginning of the mitzvah, that's nothing to do with hesach hadas. There's an issa to be mafsik. You want your bracha to be chal. You have to carry out the action straight away. Similarly by eating. A person makes a bracha on food. Once he starts eating, then he's allowed to talk, and then he can carry on eating. because there was no Esach Hadas. But if he makes the bracha and speaks, even though there's no Esach Hadas, but the bracha's got to be directly next to the mitzvah. So Tosfos seems to be saying, not only if you learnt gap and then learnt, do you not lose your Berachas HaTorah, but even if you made the bracha and there was no gap at all, still the Berachas HaTorah works. Now how does that work? Surely the bracha's got to be next to the mitzvah. Nothing, regardless of Esach Hadas, the rule is that the bracha has to be next to the mitzvah. Tosfos seems to be saying that even if you didn't learn afterwards, still, it's a good Berachas HaTorah. Now, legabi this halacha, which, can you make Berachas HaTorah, not learn at all, that is already, like I said, Tosfos seems to be saying, even so, you don't need to learn straight away afterwards. But that itself, the Shulchan Aruch a bit earlier, in Sif Test, brings down two shittas. He brings Yesh Omrim, some say, Shemifstek bein Berachas HaTorah lelimudo in Bekach Klum. Some say, if you made Berachas HaTorah and you had a gap, and you didn't learn, doesn't matter. That's Tosfos we're quoting over now. Vanochin, but the correct thing is, you should not make a break between your Berachas HaTorah and between your learning. And that's Aminag, Loma, Pashas, Berachas Kohenim, Somach, Berachas HaTorah. We always say, after Berachas HaTorah, straight away you say, Berachas Kohenim, and various brachas about Torah. And that comes from a Rambam, that the Rambam says that if you make a Berachas Torah, you have to make a bracha straight away. Again, once you've learned and then you miss Yachdas, that's not called Hezachdas by Torah. But to learn and not make a not and not and not to make a bracha and not learn straight away, that is a problem. And yet Tosfos seems to be saying, still by Berachas Torah that works. And the question is, how do we understand such a thing? So I'd like to say, maybe it's a bit mechudosh, but I'd like to suggest the following, and that is that perhaps according to Tosfos, the Berachas HaMitzvos by Torah is a very different Berachas HaMitzvos to all other mitzvahs. By all other mitzvahs, so what's the bracha? The bracha is on the Maisa mitzvah. I'm making a bracha on Tzitzis, so I've got to do the Maisa mitzvah straight away. I'm making a bracha on Sukkah, I've got to go and eat in the Sukkah straight away. That's when it comes to all other mitzvahs. Whereas perhaps Torah is different, and I'll explain why. But perhaps Torah, I'm not making a bracha on the fact that I'm doing the mitzvah, rather the bracha is, it's almost like a shvach. The bracha is, Baruch Atah Hashem, that I'm mechuyev in Torah. The bracha is that I'm making a bracha that I am mechuyev in Torah. That's what the bracha is. Now, why should that be different? Not I'm doing the mitzvah, rather than I'm mechuyev in Torah. Now, why should the Berachas HaMitzvos by Torah be different to the Berachas HaMitzvos by other mitzvahs? Because by all other mitzvahs, there's no such thing that I'm mechuyev straight away. Even let's say by Sukkot or Pesach, I've got to make sure to eat in the Sukkot tonight, or I've got to make sure to eat matzah tonight. But there's not necessarily a chiyuv to eat it straight away. At some point over the evening, I've got to make sure I eat matzah. At some point over the evening, I've got to make sure I stay in the sukkah. So if when Chazal, when Masakin, I make a bracha on the mitzvah, where do we see there's a shaychus between the bracha and the mitzvah? It's only on the Maisa mitzvah. The bracha's on the Maisa mitzvah. Make a bracha, eat matzah. Make a bracha, sit in the sukkah. Whereas by Torah, perhaps Tosfos is saying, because a person's mechuyev in Torah the whole time, so the whole time you have a shaychus to Torah. So I'm not making a bracha on the Maisa mitzvah of Torah, on the fact that I'm learning per se. Rather, it's a bracha that I'm mechuyev in Torah. If the bracha is that I'm mechuyev in Torah, so now we can understand Tosfos. A person makes Berachas HaTorah, he doesn't need to learn straight away because the brach is the fact that I'm a chuyuv. And I'm a chuyuv straight away, I'm a chuyuv the whole day. It's not on the action of learning, it's rather on the fact that I'm a chuyuv in learning. So, and maybe with that we can, almost like a Berachas HaShvach, we're thanking Hashem that we're a chuyuv in Torah. And again, the reason why it's different to other mitzvahs, because by other mitzvahs, my only way to connect the bracha to the mitzvah is by actually doing the mitzvah. Because you can't say it's on the chiyuv, because I'm not mechuyev to do it necessarily the second. I can choose which second I do it. Whereas by Torah, I'm mechuyev the whole time, so therefore it's fit to say that Chazal said the bracha is going on the chiyuv.
In that case, you wouldn't have to learn at all.
So, lechoyah in that case, correct. Lechoyah, if the bracha is on the chiyuv, lechoyah, it would come out that you wouldn't have to learn at all. Correct.
And it's not bracha levatala, even if you don't learn the whole 24 hours.
Right. So according to what I'm saying, yeah. According to what I'm saying, that it's bracha on the fact that I'm mechuyev. So then, yeah, in a chanami. Yeah. I mean, it might be. But you're mechuyev to learn as mitzvah learning. I mean, you're mechuyev to learn as learning.
That's separate.
Yeah. Mitzvah bracha levatala. You're right. According to what I'm saying, it wouldn't be bracha levatala. Correct. If you made the bracha and didn't learn, it wouldn't be bracha levatala.
Okay.
according to what I'm saying.
Somebody who makes such a bracha to thank Kodesh Bracha that he's got the mechiyah and then
right.
doesn't learn is like a, it's more like a Enzo Mavorach Elamanites.
Yeah, that type of thing. But Masad Bracha Vatala not, because the bracha's on the chiyah, right. And the chiyah is straight away. Right.
Yeah. Would you not say that Jewish life, Jewish living is learning? But everything that you do, you have to do it in a Jewish way. You walk into shul, you have to observe the zuzim, when you come, how you sit, how you walk, how you stand, how you...
Right, so you're saying that there's no such thing as absence, because whatever I do is learning, whatever I do...
Jewish way.
I hear that. And if you're saying, thanks for saying, whatever, my whole day is learning. I hear. Right. Right, okay. I hear. But put it this way, you're not allowed to learn before you make Brichas HaTorah. You're allowed to smile before you make Brichas HaTorah. In other words, there's learning and there's learning. In other words, it's a... I hear. So again, I'm trying...
Mitzvah's not learning. I'm not cheating in business.
Right.
I'm doing halacha.
You're teaching yourself.
Right, I hear. Yeah.
Not the lamed. The lamed is the master.
Right, I hear. Yeah, I hear. So again, I'm trying to split up. I'm trying to make two tracks in Brichas HaTorah. The Pashtus is, Brichas HaTorah is regular Brichas HaMitzvahs. And that will be, let's say, the Rambam. And therefore, it's regular Brichas HaMitzvahs, make a bracha, straight away you have to learn. And that's Haminah. Once you've started learning, you have big gaps. By other mitzvahs, gaps are a problem. By Torah, there's no gap. There's no such thing as Hesachadas by Torah. But for sure, you have to learn straight away after you make the bracha. I'm trying to suggest, according to Tosfos, is that the bracha is not on the Maisa mitzvah. The bracha is the fact that I'm a Chuy B'Dovo. And therefore, according to that, even if I didn't learn straight away, and perhaps even if I didn't learn the whole day, but I'm making a bracha on the fact that I'm a Chuy B'Dovo. And that's only Shaykh, it's only Shaykh such bracha by Torah. To make a bracha on the Chiyuv. Now, with this split, I'd like to maybe take a couple of other Nidoinim that we've seen in Brichas HaTorah and try and fit the various Nafkaminas within this split. So, there is another Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber brings another Shaila. Shnas Keva Bayom Amatosai. If a person had a good Shluf in the day, Shnas Keva. So, does that require a new Bracha when he wakes up? So, the Shulchan Aruch says, according to the first Shitta, have a Hefzuk. V'yesh Omrim, Tulei have a Hefzuk. It's not a hefzuk. V'cheinu agu. A good shluf in the day, a good afternoon, a good Shabbos shluf. When he wakes up, right, he's now going to learn in the afternoon. Afternoon. Which one?
If you have a good shluf on Shabbos afternoon, you make not broken your titties again.
That's a good shayla. I don't think so. If you're wearing it or not wearing it.
No.
If you take them off. If you take them off and it's a considerable amount of time, then I think you do. But it depends what's called time. Is it 3 hours or whatever it is? But say again. Right, I'm saying if you took your tzitzis off and if you made the bracha on tzitzis and then you had a considerable gap, whatever that gap is, half an hour, 3 hours, you come back to the mitzvah, you have to make a new bracha because there's hesachadas. So now the question is, which one? You don't make a bracha on talis cotton, why not?
We don't.
We make a bracha. Right, but let's say then you took your talis cotton off and your talis cotton off. Everything came off. So now you want to wear. So now you want to wear it again. So now you have to make a new bracha. You had a gap. So now you come to Mekamim Mitzvahs for Tzitzis again. You have to make a new bracha because there was Hesachadas. Yeah, the only reason why we don't in the morning is because we motzi it with the talis cotton. Yeah, but once you take the talis gadol and talis cotton off, so now there's a gap in the mitzvah. Now you come back to the mitzvah, you have to make a new bracha. If it was taken off for a considerable amount of time, or if you didn't have das and you took it back off. It depends if there's a certain gap. But okay, so by Torah, by sleeping in the day, so Shaila and the Shulchan Aruch, two shittas. Do we say it's a hefzuk? Do we not say it's a hefzuk? Now, what could be behind this machlokus? So l'choyah, we can put it back to what we said. If you say Brichas HaTorah is a regular Brichas HaMitzvahs, what's a regular Brichas HaMitzvahs? It's a bracha on the Maisa of learning. So, if that's the case, so what do we say? We say the person makes the bracha on Torah, he learns a bit, and then he goes back and does various things. He parnosa, rota, shopping, etc., etc. But his mind's always on learning. It's not called Hesach Hadas. But if he goes to sleep, there's Zich Hesach Hadas there. How can you say his mind's on learning? Right? when he's busy with other things, his default's always waiting, when can I go back and learn? If he goes to sleep, that's the chayav avada hesachadas, even by Torah. So according to that tzad, when he wakes up, he should make a new berachas haTorah. According to our second tzad, what's the other tzad? The bracha is, it's a bracha on the fact that I'm mechuyim in Torah, not bracha on the mitzvah, it's a bracha on the mechuyim in Torah. So according to that, who cares? There's yes hachadas, there's no yes hachadas, I went to sleep, I make a bracha on the fact that I'm mechuyim in Torah. That lechuyim is a bracha once a day, right? Just like, we have, again, it's almost like a bracha shvach, just like we make a bracha, pekerech avurim, matar surim, there's a bracha, I'm thanking Hashem, I'm mechuyim in Torah. So why should Steve make a difference? So it could be this shayla will fit with the two stardom. If it's a regular brachas mitzvahs, then normally there's no eschadas. Sleeping is eschadas. Make a new bracha. If it's the fact that I'm a chuyv in Torah, so then eschadas doesn't mean anything. That's one nidin. Another nidin is the other way around. The Mishnah of Rabbi. What about the other way around? A person stayed up learning all night, and then he comes to the new morning. Does he have to make a new bracha? Again, two shittas. Some say you got to make a new bracha because brachas Torah is once a day, and some say no new bracha because you aren't mafsik, you're learning all night, you aren't mafsik. Now again, let's plug this back into the shittas. If brachas Torah is a regular brachas mitzvah, so let's give an example, tzitzis, right? If you go with a tzad that you mechuyav in tzitzis at night, right? So you're wearing tzitzis all night, you come to the morning, you make a new bracha, chas v'shalom, right? You have a kind of, right? I made a bracha on the mitzvah. I did the mitzvah continuously. So what? It's a new day. It's a regular bracha mitzvah. Why should I make a new bracha? So similarly, berachas haTorah. If you go with the tzad, the berachas haTorah is a regular berachas mitzvah. So then, if I learn all night, why should I make a new bracha? There's no gap. I was learning all night. Why should I make a new bracha? Whereas if the bracha is that I'm a chuyav in Torah, so then I can eat. It's a type of berachas haShvach. I'm making a bracha. I'm thanking Hashem that I'm a chuyav in this gevaldik matana He gave us. So then I can eat. It's a bracha that we have to make once a day, like the other berachas haShachar, Pekei Chivim Matzah Vesrim, etc., etc. So therefore, when it comes to the new day, I should make a new bracha. Just as a side, Rabbi Kivi Eger says. Again, so we've said now 2.5 minutes. One is if I slept in the day. If it's a berachas mitzvahs, I will make a new bracha because there was a heschadas. If it's mechuy b'dovo, so then I will not make a new bracha. And if I stayed up all night, then it's gonna be the other way around. If it's mechuy b'dovo, it's once a day. If it's berachas mitzvah, then I'm not making a new bracha. So Riki Vega says, what happens if, let's say Shavuos, right? So very common, people will go to sleep in the afternoon. They'll sleep in the afternoon and then they'll start learning all night. Can they make a new bracha in the morning? So here, Bukvega says you got a mamon of shach. Mamon of shach, you're chayvin a new bracha. And Chayvin works very well with what we're saying. Why? Because if it's a regular bracha mitzvah, so the fact that I stayed up all night, there's no hef, I learned all night. But at Lamais, I slept in the afternoon. So my sleeping in the afternoon makes me chayvin a new bracha. And if you go the other way around, then no, it's a bracha, thanking Hashem that I've got the Torah, and it's a once a day bracha, so my sleeping wasn't hefsik, but now it's a new day. So if I slept in the afternoon and then I stayed up all night, Mimon of Shach, whichever side you go with, I'm going to have to make a new bracha in the morning. And that can be an Eitzah if people on Shavuos, they're not sure. It's a yeah, it's a not. So the Mishnah brings this, according to Rabbi Gege, if you slept in the afternoon and you stayed up all night, then Mimon of Shach, because whichever side you go with, you're going to be mechuyav a bracha in the morning.
Shouldn't you be making that bracha immediately when you get up in the afternoon?
Yeah. No, because of the suffix. Because that's the suffix.
You'll have learnt the whole night without a bracha on that side.
Right, correct. But it's two shittas from the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says v'chein noag not to make a bracha when you sleep in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But now that you've got to the new morning, so now whichever side you go with, anyway, you're gonna have to make a new bracha. Whichever side you go with.
The sloughing
is
the machshavah to be able to
learn
all night.
Which one?
The sloughing afternoon.
Yeah, okay, but still, when you slept, there was a heschadas. You didn't have in mind your. Okay, so that's the idea. Mitzvah we should be zeicher to these days to mischazak in limud haTorah, and we should be zeicher to the v'harav not to the sweetness.